And we have guests in the studio for a community conversation this morning. And I'm going to ask my guests to introduce themselves and welcome you back.
My name is Donald Enzenbach, and formerly from West Bend, but 50 years here was about enough. We moved out to Arizona, and my wife and I, Opal, live in Mesa, Arizona. And we put on the Thresholds Showcase of Authors. This is the sixth year, and I'd like to introduce you to the partner that I have and who went to present this to the Thresholds, the secretary, John Bluer, and that was Connie Falk.
Yes, hi. My name is Connie Falk, and I'm one of the authors, and I worked with Don before, and we both went to school together in high school here in West Bend. And my books are, I'm a storyteller, and my books are Moonbeams and Mysteries and Gold Stars and Daydreams. And I love my characters and let them take you on their journey. And they find adventure along the way, and they solve mysteries. The stories are extremely engaging and full of adventure for all ages.
Nice, nice. And and Don, how many books have you written now?
Well, actually, I'm on my sixth right now, and it's really a great story about the Spaniards coming into Americas. Mine are historical novels, and we start off with the three-pack called Cocopelli Family, and then the next were the creation and the migration stories for the Native Americans. And then the last one I just brought out were the people that came from other places who were not really Native Americans, the Apache, the Navajo, the Cree, the Blackfoot, the Sioux, and all of those people came from areas outside America.
All right. And so let's talk about the event that is coming up on Saturday, the 6th, you said, Showcase of Authors?
Yes.
And it will be where?
It will be over at the Lawrence and Vivian Stockhausen Center, 2380 West Washington Street, right behind the Culver Building, Culver's Restaurant. And you go up the hill and to the back areas where the event will take place. It's going to be held from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
All right. And we have a lot of authors involved this year.
There will be 26 authors there. And we're really looking forward to them. Many have been there in the past. We've got some very well-known authors. David Benjamin from Madison, also from Paris, France. He goes between the two places. And then also Nicolette Pierce from Jackson. And Valerie Wright wrote a very, very interesting book about Washington County. It's called Prince of Washington County, and it's about a local family, although she changed the name. But the history is there, and that's a wonderful book. I read it myself. I bought it last year at the same event.
All right, and of course, people are invited to come and look at the books and buy them and get them signed.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're very anxious to be able to sell and sign our books. There's also one other author coming from Virginia. His name is Joseph Lewis, and he writes science fiction books. And this is going to be his first time back here. He originally is from West Bend and coming back home for a few weeks, and it's going to be really nice to see him and meet him again.
So 26 authors covering a wide variety of genres.
That is correct. Yes, it will have everything from self-help books to historical novels to children's books to the religious books, and it's really a complete listing of books. We had one fellow that writes about education, so it's really an amazing event for us.
How long have you been? When did you write your books, Connie?
In 2008, I wrote my first book. My mom was still living up in Saint Germain, Wisconsin, and she kind of helped me outline my book, and she did get a chance to see the product when I finished it. I had it published, and mm-hmm. she had a chance to read it. That's why I was real proud about that, yeah.
Okay, 2008. And when did you write your first book? When did your first one published?
Well, actually, the first book that I had published was in 2011. But before that, I did some autobiographies of people from around here. And one of the greatest was Luann Schwei from Schwei's Restaurant years ago.
Oh.
And I also did Leander Schmidt from the Schmidt Funeral Home. And one lady who lived in Waukesha, who at 70 years old said she didn't have enough money coming in from Social Security, so she contacted the Secretary of Defense in Washington, D.C., and got bids to clean the recruiting offices around the country. 6 years later, she had 48 contracts in 8 states.
Hmm.
And it was such a unique book. It was a lot of fun to write hers, too.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. And you mentioned Schwei's. Schwei's doing food on Saturday.
That is correct. Now, he is going to have the food for us. And he has just won a trip to Canada. So he is on his way up to Canada. But the food will be from his kitchen. And they're going to be preparing it at the threshold. And you can't beat Schwei's meats.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and you mentioned Threshold. Well, let's talk about Threshold is a receives benefit from the book fair.
That is correct. The authors provide a donation to the Threshold in order to have a table to present their books. And it really does help. That is such a great organization. One of my nieces was born spina bifida and waterhead both, and they educated her and gave her a job.
Hmm.
And so we're very pleased to be able to donate. My wife and I donate monthly as well as on this particular event. I buy all the posters and deliver the posters around and everything. So this is a very important thing for West Bend.
Excuse me. And I've had guests occasionally on from Threshold. I'm very familiar with the great work that they do. So,
mm-hmm.
And what else should people know?
Well, I'd like to add that it's free admission to come and visit the authors.
Sure.
And the authors are look forward to having people walk around and they visit with them and
answer questions about their books
absolutely.
And that kind of stuff.
Yes, yeah. So, and they always have little handouts to give out, you know, like chocolate.
Yes, sure,
they do.
So oh, I, little.
So treats. Anyway,
now see, now you're enticing me to come again.
Yes, they're yes, yeah, by all means. Yeah, everybody's friendly. They get and they have a good time.
And another thing, we help young people learn how to present their books when they do write them and how to write them. And so it's a lot of fun. We help each other with ideas on distribution of our books as well.
You know, a lot of people, you know, do like to do the electronic books and that kind of thing these days. Me, I like to have a book. If I'm reading a book, I like to read a book.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's hard to get a tablet autographed, you know, by the author, right?
That's right.
So, but that's my thought. Now, my mom, as I've mentioned to people who listen, is in the nursing home, and she's got her tablet, and she's, you know, doing the electronic books all the time on it, but she said, why don't you do that? And I said, because, Mom, I like to actually have a book that I can hold, and I can bend over the corner of the page like you're not supposed to show where you are when you're reading it and all that kind of good stuff, right?
That's right, absolutely.
Yeah, I you know, the electronic part just really isn't my game either, so.
But. Well, ours are available, both Connie's and mine, and all of the other authors are available through Amazon as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the other book markets. In fact, the All In Books downtown in West Bend here carry all of our books, and as well as most of them from Faith and Giggles over in Hartford.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. And again, let's give them time and location.
All right. Fine. That's from 10 until 1:30 in the afternoon this Saturday at the Lawrence and Vivian's Stockhausen Center, 2380 West Washington Street, right behind the Culver's Restaurant.
All right, and it's the sixth annual Showcase of Authors. Yes. 26 authors
That's
will be
right.
there covering pretty much every genre under the sun.
That's right? True.
So, all right. Again, thank you so much for coming. Good to see you again, both Good. Of you. Thank you for coming in.
And thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Donald and Connie joining us this morning talking about the Showcase of Authors and benefiting Threshold in West Bend.